This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, early exposure to pets, they're saying now might lower your risk of future allergy. You ever get allergic to like cat dander or even being around dogs or whatever type of pet you might have, and you get this itchy eyes, watery eyes, and all that sort of thing begin to happen? Well, it does, but they're saying now that being exposed to pets early at home during the first year of a child's life may have helped prevent the allergic response. And the study was published in the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Allergy. Researchers from Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit assessed about 566 boys and girls who were followed from birth until age of 18. They found that boys who had dogs and teens who had cats during their first year of life had a 50% less risk of developing pet allergies later on in life. Lead researchers Ganesha Walenska said the research provided further evidence that experiences the first year of life, and so the early pet life exposure does not put most children at risk for being sensitized to these animals later in life, she said. However, researchers are now saying exposure to animals at other times in childhood didn't appear to be as significant as the first year. And so Walenska cautioned in this study that it doesn't prove a cause and effect relationship between having a pet and avoiding allergies, just the association between the two factors. We don't want to say that everyone should go out and get a dog or a cat during the first year of life to prevent allergies, but we are finding there is a significant response that we're finding in this study. So it's interesting because so many people are dealing with allergies. They struggle with them, and obviously kids and having pets later on in life, it becomes an issue. I know for me as a kid, I couldn't be around cats to save my life. And you know, not that I don't like cats so much, it's just I couldn't be around them. The dander would just, the allergic response I would have, my eyes would swell shut. And we always had dogs, but we had never had cats. But I have had a dog in my life as far as when I grew up, ever since I was born. And so it's interesting how that really does play a role. And even to this day, it is a struggle. You know, even blocking the histamine and breaking down your proteins and all of that, there's still a faint allergy that I can develop near cats. And so it is incredible how these types of things work if you look at the basic physiology of the body and how it works. So, interesting article. 888-283-7272. Questions about your health, we have answers. You can give me a call right now. If you haven't signed up for a weekly email newsletter, you can check it out at the website. Great information to empower your health and your life. New one will be coming out tomorrow, so you might want to check that out. Let's go to Tom now. He's on the phone. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Doctor, I have two questions. One thing is reference to my personal, when I was having the relationship with my wife.
Okay.
I don't know how to use the word, but I don't know, is it advisable to use this word or not? My penis doesn't get hard. And
right,
it's very,
no erection.
Pardon?
You're not getting an erection.
Not into, yeah, erection. And it's difficult. And then during that time frame, and then it doesn't get, I do get excited, but doesn't get erected. Sometimes it takes time. And my wife doesn't feel comfortable helping me in that area. So it's very difficult to having the intercourse.
Sure. I understand. How long has that been going on, Tom?
Almost 3-4 years.
Okay.
But
and have you ever gone to see a physician about it? Have you tried any of the medication out there, like Cialis or Viagra?
Not that. I think I purchased something from Walgreens or somewhere, Extreme or something. I don't remember that I tried. And even I'm not going to have an intercourse.
You're what age?
50.
50. And do you have high blood pressure?
No, nothing. Touch wood.
No high blood pressure. Are you taking any medications?
No medication. I am perfectly in good health.
Okay. Are you overweight?
No. I'm 168.
Okay. All right. How is... Do you exercise?
Yes, I do exercise. I was not doing before, but for the last 8 months, I'm doing pretty good exercise on a daily basis.
Oh, that's good. So how's the relationship? Here's the thing. If you go through the physiology of the body, and you look at that, and everything seems to be okay. You're not overweight, and you're exercising, which means the cardiovascular flow should be good, and you're not taking any medications. Your doctor has not diagnosed you with anything, no heart disease, you know, blood pressure medications, especially beta blockers, which can really lead to an erectile dysfunction like we're talking about. Have you been to your physician to have a yearly physical and have some blood work done recently?
Yes, I do annually every year.
Annual every year. They don't have you on any medicine. They say you should be the spitting image of health, right?
Yeah, I mean, what they say, everything is perfect, but I never discuss this issue with my doctor.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's time to go to your doctor and discuss the issue with him. I think that would be a smart move.
But doctor, I have another question. In reference to... is this a masturbation? Maybe another thing that may be going opposite to that reason?
Well, I mean, do you get an erection if you're thinking about masturbating?
Yeah, I mean, if I watch porno and I do that, I mean, I get big erection. I don't have any problem.
Okay, well then hold on a minute. This isn't a physiological issue at all. Then, I mean, we're talking about if it works, then it's not a physiological issue at all. It has to do with the relationship you have with your wife, right? So,
yes.
I mean, do you guys, how is your relationship with your wife? Are you attracted to her?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you are.
All right.
But when you go to be with her, things don't work, right?
That's true.
But when you watch, which I'm not a big fan of, but when you look at pornography, then things work, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Then my thought to you, and we're getting into a couple of topics that, and this I'm just shooting you straight, is you're robbing your wife by looking at the pornography. And what I mean by that is you're not cheating on her, but you are cheating on her because your mind. You're giving your mind and you're giving your desires to a video and to possibly magazines or whatever pornography you look at, and it takes away from your wife. It takes away the attractiveness of her, and it can be very painful. So this has to do with you. This doesn't have to do with your wife, and it doesn't have to do with a pill or a supplement or... you know, a cardiovascular condition. It's not a medical issue. This is really a moral issue with you. And your wife is definitely not the priority. And somehow, man, I would ditch the porn and get rid of that, throw it in the garbage, never do it again, get off the internet, whatever you're doing with it, and find your wife again so that she becomes the most beautiful thing to you. Not something else. That is the answer you're looking for.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And can help you online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go now and kick it off with Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Well, I have a skin rash. It started out on my neck. I used to think it was like maybe my shampoo or something like that, but I've traded and changed different things, and that doesn't seem to be it. But it's pretty itchy and kind of rough feeling, kind of like grainy almost. And now some of it has moved to my cheekbones.
Well, typically when a rash like that is around, you remember skin conditions, unless it's fungal, but even if it is fungal, can still be internal more than it is external. And we always see a rash, and we see the bumps, and we see some of the flakes, and maybe just whatever it might be, the large whelps. And we think, gosh, what is that? And you know, we always want to put the creams and the lotions and the potions from the outside, thinking it's going to help. And, you know, cortisone creams and whatnot, the little steroid creams, they will help with the inflammation, the inflammatory part of it, and the itching and whatnot, it can make go down. It can help very well. However, a lot of skin conditions, most of them anyway, come from the inside out. So it's an inside out thing, not an outside in thing. So when you have a rash like that that sticks around for a while, you have to look at a couple things. First, you want to look at the gut. A healthy gut is always important. And so building up the flora inside the digestive tract is always a key. And probiotics are really good for that. You can look into those at your health food store. LifestyleResearch.org, great place to look at those. But building up the healthy flora within the gut is so important, because if you've got yeast, bacteria, whatever it might be, any type of thing like that, fungal-related infection that might be in the digestive tract, it will show itself in the skin. The skin is the largest organ. And so many times rashes and things that are going on internally can show themselves externally. Very important to have that checked out. And so changing your diet, getting away from grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, getting away from cow's milk, dairy that's homogenized and pasteurized, sticking more of the raw milk is a better way to go, obviously, and can make a big difference in your overall health. So something to look into. But, yeah, I mean, when you have a rash like that, I always want to think about, are you taking enough omega-3 fatty acids? Are you getting enough of, like, cod liver oil or a good fish oil? And so you're giving enough omega-3s. Are you staying away from gluten? Gluten is very allergenic to the skin. And if you have any kind of sensitivity to it, a lot of times it will show itself. And also mental stress, emotional stress will show itself in the skin. A lot of times rashes, little patches of eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, they can show themselves under immense amount of mental stress. So a lot of those different type items can be challenging. And so it's something you want to look at for sure when you're dealing with that. So just a couple things to chew on. And again, probiotics, a big key. If you haven't taken any supplements at all, you want to look into those, because probiotics can make a big difference in the digestive tract and also be very healing to the skin. Aloe vera in a juice form is also very good. They make it in a powdered form as well. Glutamine powder, which is an amino acid. All of these can be very healing to the gut, but also very healing to the skin. And don't forget ionic silver as a topical. A lot of health food stores have, and that's been kind of a gold standard in the more natural care industry for years. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Scientists now are identifying certain genes that can be linked to migraines. And migraine headaches, something that many people struggle with, and everyone is always looking for answers to what will help with migraines. So researchers have now identified 3 genes that are linked to migraine headaches and found that people who inherit any one of these genes have a 10 to 15% greater risk for the condition. Migraine headaches was an abnormality in the response of nerve cells to stimuli, and it's characterized by recurrent severe headaches. So some people get them daily, some people can get them once a week, some people can get them once a month, it all depends. but it often results in nausea as well as a sensitivity to light and sound. In examining the genetic data for more than 23,000 women, including over 5,000 migraine sufferers, the researchers found an association between the headaches and variations of three genes, TRPMs, which play a role in the sensitivity in cold and pain, and LRPs, which is a gene involved in the transmission of signals between neurons. And while migraine headaches remain incompletely understood, and its underlying causes are difficult to pin down, identifying these three genetic variants helps shed light on the biological roots for this common and debilitating condition. The study's lead author, Dr. Daniel Chasman, which is assistant professor for Preventive Medicine Division of Brigham and Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School, said in a recent release, a migraine expert called the findings very exciting. So they're thinking for a long time that migraines are most commonly a multigenetic condition with potentially many genetic variations, but now they're being able to locate it or pinpoint it down into one specific gene. So we'll keep you abreast on this. I think this is great research and great information, because for so long we thought that migraines were vascular and that there was so many conditions wrapped around that, but they're finding now that there might be a strong genetic link. And that's why we see so many people, like women, where their mothers had or their grandmothers struggle with migraines, and then it was passed down. You see the daughter, the granddaughter, just being debilitated by migraines. Well, if they can unlock this gene, as they're looking for now at New York University at their medical center, which is, they're doing some pilot studies right now, I think it's fascinating if we can find and locate the gene from the research of what can lie ahead for migraines and the treatment of those, especially for the ones that are so debilitating. Because you can take someone that's dealing with a migraine headache and you can radically change their diet, okay? You can completely get them off all the food, major food sensitivities, wheat products, a lot of the cow's milk, dairy that can be so detrimental to people. You can pull them off of all that and see some pretty significant changes. However, when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, there has to be another reason, and that's why the genetic research they're doing right now is fascinating to me. I think that we're going to find some really, really good answers in the middle of it all. Billy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin writes, I'm a big fan of the show. Thanks, Billy. Me and my girlfriend listen all the time. She is 36 and just recently found out she has high cholesterol. What should we do? Well, obviously your physician probably indicated that for cholesterol, that the statin drug like Crestor, Lipitor, any of the statin drugs might be necessary depending on what the numbers are. But I'll tell you, cholesterol is a big issue, a big topic, and we will talk about it, Billy, when we come out of this commercial break. A lot of natural ways that you can help with cholesterol within the body and a good preventative approach along with what your doctor recommends when we come out of this break. Hang tight.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What do you struggle with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, hormone issues? Ladies, are you struggling, getting hot flashes? And you just don't know what to do, and you need to know what to do. You want to have a new prescription for your life. You want to come up with a new idea, a new way of doing things. You've been taking the estrogen, it's not working. You've been taking progesterone, it's not working. And you feel like just no one really gets it. Well, let's talk about it, because there's a lot of different ways to get it. There's a lot of different things you can do to empower your health and empower your life if you understand the principles about how the body works. So in my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about these types of issues. 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off and go with Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Okay, the question that I've got for you is, my husband is a severe diabetic, and everything seemed to be managing, okay for him. Now, his problem is he was hurting on the side of his chest, and they, at the hospital, they said that his bladder had swelled, you know, and it was extremely swelled. They didn't do anything for him that night, but we ended up going back to the ER 7 days later. And then, you know, they had to put a tube up there to relieve the pressure. They said that that should have been done the first time. But ever since, his weight and everything else has been dropping. It just doesn't seem, I mean, he's lost so much body fat and muscles in his legs. He has a hard time walking now. He walks like he's 80.
Okay. So with a bladder issue like that, there's several things you want to consider. The bladder is obviously very sensitive. There's a lot of issues that can go along with that. And when you're dealing with something like a bladder, you want to be very careful. My recommendation is that you go to your physician. I know you've already been, and I know you feel like that they're not helping. I still think you ought to look for another doctor that can work with you on that. Because when a bladder, when these kind of issues, there's not a lot of quote-unquote natural things that you can really do. There are, but the first thing you want to do is make sure that things are stabilized from a medical perspective. And that really is the best wisdom on that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And going into the break just a minute ago, we're talking with Billy. And his girlfriend, 36, has now been diagnosed with high cholesterol. And she's really concerned about what she should do. And this is a big topic. And cholesterol really is a big topic with so many people. And everyone wants to know, should they go on the cholesterol medication, the statin drugs? Should they be doing that? Well, it just depends. I mean, you always want to go with what your doctor says. It's not a cop-out. It is the truth. There's a reason for that. Now, the statin drugs themselves, yes, they do cause side effects. Some people get a lot of achiness, achy joints. It can be hard on your liver. Very much so. And I'm not a big fan, too, of getting the cholesterol down too low unless you've had previous heart conditions. So, for example, 190 to 220 is a good range for cholesterol. The standard of care right now is to keep it under 200 to keep the LDL cholesterol down under 100. That's the bad cholesterol, the low-density lipoproteins. And keep the HDL, those are the good guys, the high-density lipoproteins, keeping those up over 50. And that's always going to give you a good range. It's going to keep health to optimum. So those are several things that you want to consider and you want to look into continually as this is going on. So, again, red yeast rice is a natural supplement, and all the research based from statin drugs was taken from red yeast rice. It's been around for a long time. So that's something to consider. And vitamin E as well is something to look into. Great research on it. All the textbooks talk about vitamin E and how vitamin E is helpful for cholesterol levels. Something to also look into along the way, because vitamin E helps preserve what's called the clathrin pit. There's a clathrin pit. It's a little divot that forms in our arteries. And this is all standard physiology. So think about it like a little golf divot in the golf course, except you can't really put the patch back. So you put a divot in there, the clathrin pit forms, and then as the plaquing comes through the blood, it lodges itself into this clathrin pit. Well, vitamin E can provide a surface underneath that clathrin pit so the plaquing can't lodge onto it. And that's one of the greatest, greatest tips about vitamin E and how it works. So there's a lot of natural things you can do for cholesterol. Eggs, top cholesterol-lowering food that we have. And this is, for me, this is a broken record. Why? Because eggs really are the best cholesterol-lowering food we have. The egg yolks themselves contain two components in them, choline and lecithin. Choline is a transporter. Lecithin is a fat emulsifier that comes in. So both of those are very beneficial to your overall health. The eggs are the best cholesterol-lowering foods that are out there. And, of course, organic is the better choice. It is. It's worth the extra dollar that you're going to spend at the store. Makes a big difference. And people that eat eggs on a regular basis, back in the 1950s, they told us that eggs would raise our cholesterol. And that's when they came out with a lot of the fake eggs in the 1960s and in the 1970s. And it became a real big hassle because the fake eggs obviously are not made from the original egg product. They do use egg whites in those. But again, just eating the egg whites, you're not getting the food in the way it was originally designed. And that's the key. Always eat foods in the way it was originally designed, bar none. That is your mantra, and that's what you should always shoot for, because when it comes down to something like an egg, you need both components in there. That's why it was designed like that. And you will see a difference And there are studies out there now that they're doing on eggs and how it makes a big difference. People think, well, if I eat eggs every single day, my cholesterol is going to go up. My doctor's going to get mad. No, they're not. Test yourself. Test it. It's when you eat all the other junk with eggs, like you eat a bunch of bagels with eggs in the morning, that's when it's going to have all the processed carbohydrate raising the blood sugar, raising triglycerides, and then you're going to start having a plaquing condition, and the eggs won't be able to work in the way that they were designed to. So ask your doctor, say, hey, I'm going to eat eggs every single day. I want to get my blood work done in 8 to 10 weeks. And check your lipids again, see what happens. That doesn't mean come off medication. That doesn't mean do any of that. But it means that eggs are a good nutritional source to aid in a diet that can be helpful with cholesterol. So, and a good heart healthy diet. And by the way, if you are going to take statin drugs, don't forget that when you're dealing with statin drugs, it does lower CoQ10 levels in the body. It's documented in most physicians now are recommending that people take CoQ10 if they're taking a statin drug to offset that. So the actual supplement, the antioxidant itself, can be very, very helpful. So a couple things to look into as you're looking into cholesterol. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The show where your health is your greatest wealth. Everybody worried about the fungus? There is a fungus among us. Rare but deadly fungal infection. The fungus allegedly spreads throughout the body and kills the cells it infects, which eventually kills the victim. Very scary. And if the infection is caught early enough, it's less serious in areas like the legs or the arms. Some victims may survive. However, nothing could be done to help one patient whose brain became infected. And that's scary. Also known as mucormycosis, the rare deadly fungus is said to live in the soil where it infects people who inhale it. And once embedded in the sinuses, the fungus spreads to the lungs, where it eventually spreads throughout the entire body. The symptoms of infection include redness, swelling, pain or tenderness, and unusual heat near the wounds, and inflammation. People who have wounds and are not improving should seek medical attention immediately, said Dr. Benjamin Park, medical officer at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, concerning general injury from the tornado. So, you know, these come and go on the news. And we get into it for about 2 weeks, and we all get concerned about it, and we're locked into Fox News, and we're locked into CNN. And then weeks go by, and we get back into our daily routine and our daily lives, and we forget that people's entire lives have been uprooted. And when you see something like this, and a fungal infection, that's a scary thing. Do what we can to help them. 888-283-7272. Check us out. Questions about your health, that is what we're here for. Also at the website, if you haven't signed up for our weekly email newsletter, I want to encourage you to do that because it's great information to empower your health and your life. And also Facebook and Twitter. If you're not in the social media world, you need to jump in and become a part of it. Food for the Day is coming up in just a moment. We're going to be talking about the power of red grapes and what they can do to your overall health. But right now, we're going to go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. I was just calling. I have a question. I have a 20-year-old daughter who has eczema really bad, also suffers somewhat from depression. And I was wanting to know what can be done to help her situation. Her eczema gets worse in the winter and during the spring. What kind of a diet should she concentrate on? And I'd like to know, to get some help for her, because it really gets very bad. And I don't know whether the eczema has anything to do with her also getting depressed.
Okay. Yeah, the eczema plays a big role, actually. And it's really not the eczema that's causing her to be depressed. But you've got to look at some of the factors of what causes eczema. Eczema typically is a result of a symptom of some deficiency that might already be in the body. So that's really what needs to be looked at, is what is going on inside of her body that's causing the eczema. It might be the same issue that could be leading to the depression and some of the symptoms that she's dealing with. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Eczema and depression, what is the link between the two? There is a strong link, and it's one of the biggest deficiencies that we see in America today, and it's affecting so many people. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. We'll be right back.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And going into the break, we were talking about eczema and depression, and she was asking if there is a link between the two. And I think that was a really, really good question, because you're wondering about your daughter and Sarah, if there is a connection between the two. And I was talking about how there's a common deficiency that we're seeing in America today more than ever that is causing depression, but it also leads to skin conditions like eczema. Eczema is little dry patches of skin that can show up. They're very irritating. They can burn. They can itch. And you can put the cortisone creams on them, and sometimes it will help it resolve. But it really doesn't get down to the root cause of what's going on. And getting down to the root cause is really, really the key. And that's what I want to talk about, because at the end of the day, making sure that your body doesn't have the kind of deficiencies that it has, which most people do, and it comes from your diet. We are what we eat, just like my grandma taught me. It is very true, and it will never change. I mean, that's been going on for hundreds of years. That little old adage has been passed along, and we think it's cliche, but it's true. Whatever we put inside of our body becomes our body. And literally, the cells that we make every single day, they matter. And they're based on the foods that we eat every single day. So, and that's the kind of cells that we're going to have. So, eczema typically is an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. So I talk a lot about cod liver oil, omega-3 fish oil, high in DHA, which is a component of the omega-3. That is the anti-inflammatory component, and it is what is good for our brain. It's good for hormone health. It is vital to our health, making sure that we have the right amount of DHA in our body is so important, and the omega-3 fats. So old school tablespoon a day of cod liver oil for adults is just a great way to go. You can't go wrong with it. And you're not going to OD on it by taking a tablespoon a day. Kids, you always want to follow what's on the label of whatever brand you get. But that's the typical for the adult. And typically for whatever your daughter, she's in, I believe you said she's in her 20s. And regardless, for hormone health and overall skin health, the omega-3 fats are the key. Now, the other one is zinc. Zinc is a mineral that we burn through a lot. When life gets stressful, we don't get it a lot from foods, unless you're doing a lot of nuts. Almonds, walnuts, cashews are high in zinc. But when we get low in zinc, it can cause skin conditions as well. So a couple of things to think about. Now, let's tie that into depression. She's feeling depressed. So she's eating a low-fat diet, which a lot of young people are still doing, thinking that fat will make them fat, which it will not. But if she's eating a lower-fat diet, then that's probably one of the big keys to what could be destroying her health and causing her to feel depressed. Low amounts of omega-3 fats in the body, one of the highest risk factors for depression. So it's just something to think about and to keep in mind as she's going through that. So a couple things to keep in mind, actually. So might want to consider omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics, really good for clearing out the digestive tract. Very important, because if she's had a lot of antibiotics for whatever infections that she's gone through, and that could be a real challenge, first of all. But also making sure that flora, the bacterial flora, is healthy. That's what the probiotics do. They put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract, and then what she eats every single day, making sure that everything is balanced. The anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, a great place to start. So equal amount of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. All of those are important. And making sure that she has the right amount of supplements, good whole food multivitamin, the digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and the probiotics. All those together work like a charm. So, again, going to her physician, making sure that everything's okay. But, again, the eczema, the most they're going to do is give her a cream of some kind, salve, a cream, whatever you want to call it, and it really isn't going to make that big of a difference. So it might in the short term, but it's not getting to the root cause. The root cause is what we want to look for, especially when you're dealing with depression, for sure. There's a lot you can do with brain chemistry from the nutrition side, but how it connects with eczema as well is a pretty strong connection. Food for the day, red grapes. Protection against heart disease, one of the big components of that, and I'm a big fan. If you're not a great eater, they are a little higher on the sugar side. However, they've got quite a few components in them that they found have been beneficial. But there's been a study where they talked about the blood samples were drawn in 20 healthy volunteers, both before and after they drank or before they ate red grapes. And the first, because of the amount of the level of nitric oxide, which is a compound produced by the body that helps reduce the formation of clots and vessels. Second, what it did is it decreased the occurrence of platelet aggregation for blood clotting by the red blood cells. And researchers saw an increase in levels of alpha-tocopherol, which is an antioxidant that is usually a member of the vitamin E family, and it's increased with about 50% in plasma for antioxidant activity. It also contains resveratrol. Now, this is a big one. A lot of supplements are made from resveratrol. We know that that's the big component in red wine. Why everybody said drink a glass of red wine every day, it's going to keep you healthy and keep your heart healthy. I'm a bigger fan of eating a big handful of red grapes, but you do what you want to do. It's a flavonoid found in grapes that can improve blood flow to the brain by 30%, and it greatly reduces the risk of stroke, according to the results in an animal study published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry. Lead researcher Quang Tu Lu hypothesized that the resveratrol exerted a strong beneficial effect by stimulating the production or release of nitric oxide on a molecule made of the lining of blood vessels. So interesting, in this university study that they've done on red grapes and how it affects and increases overall cardiac function. It's cardiac protective, even with a component called angiotensin II. So you might want to do a little research on that powerful study that they're doing on red grapes and the benefits that it has to overall cardiovascular function. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then you can surely lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.